I recognize in my heart and life today that Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, and the way. And I have come to know him as being the all-wise God. Even though I, as a sheep, at times think I know what's best for me. Well, case in point, we as sheep, as the scripture describes us as the people of God or the sheepfold, the church, we are not as bright as we think sometimes. And it would be good to get his direction and strength in each and every area of our life, because he does know what's best for us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For it is he who works in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And if we trust in the Lord, usually his good pleasure is best for us. You know, I believe my mother and father, at least in my relationship with my mother and father, they always seem to have my best interest at heart, even at times when I didn't think they did. And they always seem to, at least in my remembrance of each and every occasion of my younger days, seem to recognize today that they had my best interest at heart or really cared about me being successful. Now, were there some personal things that they really wished that I would accomplish that might have been something they wanted? Yeah, possibly. We're humans. That could be possible. And they might have had some things that they really hoped I would do or that maybe I would see myself becoming. But they always had good intentions. I want you to know that your Heavenly Father has good intentions for you. And he loves you. And when you put your faith and confidence in the Lord and you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you've been washed in the waters of baptism and you've made it a determination to step out by faith and follow him, you're putting your trust in him. And I want you to know today that if you put your trust in him, it's trust well put. I want to read you a portion from a section of the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. By one of my favorite authors, Philip Keller, and this is from chapter 6 of that book. Sheep are notorious creatures of habit. If left to themselves, they will follow the same trails until they become ruts, graze the same hills until they turn to desert wastes, pollute their own ground until it is corrupt with disease and parasites. Many of the world's finest sheep ranges have been ruined beyond repair by overgrazing, poor management, and indifferent or ignorant sheep owners. One need only travel through areas like Spain, Greece, Mesopotamia, North Africa, and even parts of the Western United States and New Zealand or Australia to see the havoc wrought by sheep on the land. Some areas in these countries, which were formerly productive grasslands, have gradually been reduced to ravaged wastelands. To many sheep over too many years, under poor management, have brought nothing but poverty and disaster in their wake. A common misconception is that sheep can just get along anywhere. The truth is quite reverse. No other class of livestock requires more careful handling, more detailed direction than do sheep. No doubt David, as a shepherd himself, had learned this firsthand from touch and experience. He knew beyond dispute that if the flock was to flourish and the owner's reputation was to be held in high esteem as a good manager, the sheep had to be constantly under his meticulous control and guidance. Left to our own devices, left to our own ideals, we could find ourselves wanting, having direction, putting our faith and confidence in not just a theology or a philosophy, but in the Christ. Gives us hope that our determination would not just be self-determination, but God-anointed determination. That has the wisdom of the Lord to fall through in life and be in the right place, in the right pasture, taking in the right resources to see us blessed in this life. Sometimes we need to allow God to have his way in us, that he would make the impossible seem to be the possible, and allow His gracious Spirit to touch as we obey Him faithfully. But to obey Him means to rest in Him. And we are in a generation that does not rest well. We do not take time out to be at peace well or to meditate well. We find ourselves rushing here and there and being activity driven. But if we will have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit says and get into His Word and consider where the Lord wants us, gain understanding of His direction, and follow after the philosophy of His Word, we will eat in good pasture. We will see the blessings of Christ. We will see bountiful harvest, and we'll see the grace and the fruit of being obediently blessed and managed well sheep in God's sheepfold. Too much selfishness, too much of us, gets in the way too often of His will, His purpose, and His premise. And He has good intentions for you and I today. And His pleasure and goodwill for us will see the blessings of Christ. Amen. Meditate upon that scripture in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 today. Also, you might want to read Psalm 23 and gain some fresh insight there, maybe from some other translations, and recognize a sheep, its place, and the Good Shepherd's heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, guide and touch Your people today. Strengthen each and every one of them. Help them to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying as they follow after the Word and the confidence they have in You. Maybe at times their confidence is a little shaky. Maybe at times they are feeling at loss about things. Help them, secure them, show them Your tender grace, and bring them near to Your side this day as a good shepherd tends to his sheep. Bless and strengthen Your church. Minister to the needs of those physically, spiritually, and emotionally who are going through trials. And Lord, I pray for Your love to just be extended in a way that would see the work and the fruit of God's miraculous help in so many areas of people's lives today. I thank You, Lord, for this day. I thank You for this new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line today. I pray that something we talked about was a blessing to you and was encouragement to your soul. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. You can always visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com as well. Great stuff there. God bless you. It's good to be with you today. Till next time on the prayer line.